What's up everyone, and welcome back to Fortitude First. Your daily dose of stoic wisdom with a side of real talk, that's me, Brandon Cole, here to help you navigate this crazy world with a little more grit and grace. Today we're diving into something powerful, something that might seem a little counterintuitive at first. The power of vulnerability in building relationships. Now, I know what you're thinking, vulnerability. Isn't that like opening yourself up to get hurt? And trust me, I get it. It feels scary, right? But here's the thing, true connection, genuine intimacy, it all starts with a willingness to be seen, truly seen, flaws and all. It's about letting go of that need to project this perfect image, this facade, and allowing ourselves to show up authentically. Think about it. When was the last time you felt truly connected to someone? Maybe a friend confided in you about something deeply personal, or your partner opened up about their fears and insecurities. You probably felt closer to them after that, right? That's because vulnerability creates a space of trust, empathy, and understanding. Let's break it down with 5 key takeaways. 1. Vulnerability is not weakness. This is huge. We've been taught to equate vulnerability with weakness, but it's actually the opposite. It takes courage to be vulnerable. It takes strength to let your guard down and show your true self, imperfections and all. Think of a lion. It might seem fierce and powerful on the outside, but beneath that tough exterior lies a creature capable of showing tenderness and affection towards its pride. 2. Vulnerability builds trust. When we allow ourselves to be seen, truly seen, by another person, we're creating a space of mutual trust. It says, I'm willing to share my heart with you, even though it might feel scary. And that vulnerability invites the other person to do the same. 3. Embrace your imperfections. We are all flawed. No one has it all figured out. Trying to pretend otherwise only creates distance and disconnection. Let go of the need to be perfect. Embrace your quirks, your insecurities, your messiness. They're what make you unique. 4. Start small. Vulnerability doesn't have to be a grand gesture. It can be something as simple as admitting when you're wrong, sharing a fear with a close friend, or asking for help when you need it. Start small and gradually build your comfort level. 5. It takes 2. Remember, vulnerability is a two-way street. It requires both parties to be willing to open up and share their hearts. If one person is always holding back, the connection will never truly deepen. Think about that time you were really nervous to meet someone new. You probably overthought everything, tried to impress them, and maybe even put on a bit of a facade, right? Ever felt like that's not really you, but you were just trying too hard? It happens all the time. We create these walls around ourselves because we're afraid of rejection, judgment, or being seen as less than perfect. But imagine if you walked into that situation with genuine curiosity, open to connecting on a deeper level. Instead of trying to impress, you focused on truly listening and getting to know them. You allowed yourself to be vulnerable, maybe by sharing a little bit about your own interests, fears, or even just admitting that you were nervous. Now, I'm not saying this will magically make every interaction perfect. There are still going to be awkward moments, misunderstandings, and people who aren't receptive to vulnerability. But when you show up authentically, you create a space for deeper connection and more meaningful relationships. It might feel scary at first, but trust me, the rewards are worth it. So remember this. Vulnerability is not weakness, it's courage. It's about showing up as your true self, imperfections and all. Take that leap today. Start small, be open, and see what happens. You might surprise yourself with incredible connections you forge along the way. And hey, if you're feeling brave, share this episode with a friend who could use a little reminder about the power of vulnerability. That's it for today, folks. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and join me tomorrow for another dose of Fortitude First, because life's too short to play small.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.